Now, one of the most popular kids TV and film franchises of all times has introduced a new batch of characters, and one in particular is catching some attention. The recently released movie Thomas and Friends: Journey Beyond Soder introduces Thomas the Tank Engine to a handful of new friends who are all different from him.
My name is Thomas. I'm a tank engine. What kind of engine are you?
We are experimental engines, Thomas.
Experimental engines? Wow! What does that mean?
It means we're different. Test models. Trial and error. I'm Cap Forward, and Theo's something experimental, too.
Theo, who you briefly heard there in the clip, has been described by his creators as someone who likes understanding the world around him, but sometimes has difficulty communicating with others or being understood. Along with his other behaviors, some note that each characteristic Theo displays is a subtle reference to traits on the autism spectrum. So what does it mean for kids to see characters with autism on their favorite shows?
Wesley Dotson joins us now. Wesley's an associate professor of educational psychology and director of the Burkhardt Center for Autism Education and Research at Texas Tech University. Wesley, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, first off, what is your reaction to the introduction of Theo to the Thomas and Friends TV franchise?
I think it's a wonderful step. Thomas the Train Engine is an amazingly popular character in the autism community already and has been for many, many years. And so for the creators of the show to acknowledge that relationship with a community that cares about them in a way that offers children on the spectrum a character that they can relate to and see some of themselves in, it's really encouraging, and I enjoy seeing it.
And the creators of the show, they haven't outright called Theo, said he's autistic, but Ian McHugh, senior producer of Thomas and Friends, said with the characteristics of Theo, there is an intentional nod, he says, to autism, albeit a subtle one for our autistic fan base. And so it's a subtle nod. It's not a big declaration. What do you think about making that subtlety the point?
I can't say that I prefer it, but I don't disagree with it. I think that as our understanding of the autism spectrum has matured over the years, we've realized that many people on the spectrum are not so overtly and jarringly different from everyone else that we need to make an issue of it. Many of our higher functioning individuals with autism or our students attending the schools aren't always behaving in a way that makes them look different. They may just tend to do things a little different or respond a little bit off of what a typical peer would do. So I think having a model that does not put a big flashing arrow over the top of the character and say, look at me, this is autism, can actually be a good thing. It doesn't always have to be about having autism. It can just be about being a little different, having some different challenges from other people.
And who do you think it is that benefits the most from characters like Theo? Is it kids with autism who get to see someone like themselves on TV? Or is it maybe kids who don't have autism who can learn tolerance and learn to see an example of someone with a trait like that and have it be just another character on a TV show they love?
That's a great question. I want to believe the answer is both, that I don't have to choose between the two. I think there's great value in a child with autism being able to relate to a character. I've said in other settings that there's great power in being able to say, look at him. He's like you, and if he can do it, you can try too. And to see someone who presents with some of the same struggles and overcomes them, is accepted, that's a really powerful message. Everybody wants to feel familiar with or like other people. For the typically developing peers, I think it is important to see a model of tolerance and inclusion, although in my career, it's the kids and the peers who are often the most accepting. It's us adults who tend to put stigma on things more than kids do.
Why do you think it's taken so long? Here we are, it's 2017, and we're starting to see Julia, a Muppet with autism, and now Theo on Thomas and Friends. It seems like it's taken us a while to get here.
It has, and I think that that's a sign of the increasing awareness of autism, the increasing acceptance that being on the autism spectrum is not an automatic exclusion from being a member of the community and a productive member of society. 15, 20 years ago, getting a diagnosis of autism often meant that your entire community expected you to spend your adult life in an institution. Now we know that's different. Over half of people with autism are attempting college now, out of high school, and many more than that will attempt some kind of post-secondary education, will have a job, will attempt to be employed. They're getting married. They're living lives. As we learn more about how to support them, we're understanding that folks with autism are just folks who have a set of circumstances to deal with. And I think the media is catching up with it, and definitely shows like Thomas and Julia on Sesame Street are acknowledging that. And I think what's changed the most is simply seeing that as an influence on the characters. So we've had characters on TV shows and in movies that were based on people on the spectrum for many years, but it wasn't celebrated and it was rarely acknowledged. And I love that it's being acknowledged now.
And just briefly, as we wrap up, is there any other hurdle for the portrayal of autism in the media that you'd like to see, maybe beyond kids programming?
I think that the most important message that we can send about any character in media, not just anyone with autism, but especially similarly mental illness or emotional disturbance or any of the things that are more common in the population than people realize, is to present that these are things that you will encounter, that it's guaranteed that somebody you know is on the spectrum, guaranteed that somebody you know is struggling with a mental illness, guaranteed that someone you know is struggling with emotional issues somewhere in your life, but that doesn't mean they can't have a life. And I would love to see the shows embrace the fact that they don't have to be a character defined by the condition, but are simply a character with that as something they're struggling with, but they have a life around it. There's
Wesley,
a quality of life.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Appreciate having you.
That was Wesley Dodson, Associate Professor of Education and Director of Burkhardt Center for Autism Education at Texas Tech University.
This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.